1664, John Clemish seeks variances from the and maximum fence height requirements for existing and proposed structures, sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the intersection of Prestwick Drive and Piper's Lane within the Prestwick subdivision. The 911 address is 24987 Prestwick Drive, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 230, map 22, parcel 168. And specifically, the applicant requests a 49.6 foot variance from the 60 foot corner front yard setback requirement for a proposed detached garage and a 0.5 foot variance from the 3.5 foot maximum height requirement for a fence in the corner front yard setback. There are four letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Good evening. John Clemish, 24987 Prestwick Drive, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The floor is yours.
To start off, I guess, with question one with the uniqueness. When this house was built, it was a spec home. The setback currently is 60 feet. I believe from the original site plan, I think it was like 61 feet or something like that. When the builder finished, completed, I don't know if the county expected anyone to build or, you know, put up a second dwelling of any sort. Looking at that, obviously, we're working off Piper's Lane, so the property, there's a setback. I'm sorry, did you receive a site plan copy? Okay. So I have a septic there that by code I have to be 10 feet from it, and which pushes the garage out to the 10.4. The variance. 60 feet from Piper's Lane is the distance to the house. So when this house was first built, I believe the other two cases too is two front yards is what we're running into. On the corner of, may I approach the TV?
Yep.
So on the corner here, you have a stop sign. I do have signed surrounding neighbors stating that with this even being pushed back 60 feet, or I'm sorry, the distance that I'm requesting to put the garage here, it's not going to affect any traffic hazard or invisibility. These resources are coming from here, a neighbor here, neighbor across the street, neighbor alongside of here, and the neighbor behind me. This neighbor here was actually on vacation. I couldn't actually get ahold of him to complete the fifth one. So with the height, it's, I think with the county code, I can't exceed higher than the peak of the house, which it's not going to. It's going to have a second floor. But it's not going to be a finished second floor. Maybe a small office of some sort, or additional storage as well with help raising, you know, with raising a family. That's where we're at. Did you want me to go through the rest of the questions?
If you would.
Okay.
Quickly, please.
So continuing on. We established that the property is located at 24987 Prestwick Drive. The development itself cannot be further developed. The trees and stuff, someone told me that University of Delaware owns the property, but the development itself, it's fully established. There's no additional homes going up or whatnot. The residence was a model home, spec home. If I was aware of the actual setback, my probably consideration would have been different on finalizing and purchasing the house. There are many similar garages in the neighborhood, which I've taken pictures of and submitted. Do you have those as well? The one in particular is actually bigger than what I'm building, proposed building, but it does have like an upstairs loft area, which I'm most likely going to copy and inform the builder, okay? I think that's like 30 feet wide, or actually a little bit wider. But the main issue is that I'm the corner lot here, and the builder, the county, has just assumed that I had two front yards. And unfortunately, I can't build on the other side because the HOA only allows us to have one driveway at a time, or one per dwelling. So, and I have irrigation lines running on the left side of that house. As far as the minimum variance, I'm trying to maximize my space. COVID, because of COVID, made my wife work from home. So, as I said earlier, it might be a small little work area, storage area. The upstairs itself is not going to be the true 24 by 40. Obviously, with the peak of the house and the knee walls and stuff, it kind of sinks it in a little bit. So the area upstairs is not going to be as big. It's not going to be a true two-story, if that makes sense. I have a work vehicle as well as we have two vehicles. So the garage that we have now, there's no closets whatsoever in our house. Surprisingly. So I actually built a little wooden locker area in the garage, which allows only one vehicle at this point to be pulled in. So the house, when it was built, claimed to be like a two-car garage. However, only one car could be in there right now because we don't have a mudroom. We don't have any closets or anything to hang our coats or shoes. With the two-car garage, my intention is putting the work vehicle in there as well as my personal vehicle. So the minimum I'm trying to maximize my space from the edge of the roadway. That completes my statement.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
I'm sorry. The fence. Do you want me to continue with the fence, or do you want to do that?
Go ahead.
Well, the variance, I guess, it needs to be 4 feet from 3.5 high to 4 feet high. We have dogs, labs, two labs, and I have kids that are 4 and 2. And we have a retention pond that's nearby. We're in the process of teaching them how to survival swim and stuff, but just to include that, half foot higher for those two, I would greatly appreciate it.
So it looks like you're straight back from your driveway is your septic tank.
So if I may again, all right. So right where this vehicle is, actually right where probably the bottom of the 3 and 2 is right where the septic starts.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know the edge of the house here. So. The sidewalk, it's not a dwelling, it's not a building of any sort, so it has no effect. I made it 4 feet, which still gives us the 10 foot wide for them to do maintenance or repairs or anything of that nature.
So that's sort of limiting where you can put this. You've got the septic tank there, and then it looks like you got your drain field in the backyard.
Back to the north side, yes, sir.
You had mentioned an HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need HOA approval to do this?
I do. Because of the original setbacks, I wanted to come here and present what the proposed dwelling is. Whatever happens after tonight, I do move forward then applying for the application. I am on the board. Everyone that's on the board with me, they're familiar and aware of what's going on. I just haven't disclosed or shown a picture or anything because I haven't applied. I'm not going to waste anyone's time or money if this doesn't work out. That makes sense. I, you know, on the board is, you know, because we have HPS is through Lewis, so the board, we hire a company, and then he kind of delegates and kind of runs the whole show. So it's not just the board that we're dealing with. So like I'll inform them, I'll approach, but I actually have to apply for the permit, the paperwork from HPS, and then the board ends up receiving it. So there's more than one person involved with the HOA and the board itself.
How many houses are in this neighborhood?
35? 30, 33 or 35. I think it's an odd number, something like that.
Is there a well?
There is.
Where's the well located?
It's directly in front. If you're looking at the site plan, it's, I don't know the exact measurement. Let's see, front yard where he says 60 feet. I would say it's probably halfway between, maybe like 30 feet. They're from Prestwick Drive, so it's showing right here.
So if you were to build it on the left side, that would also get in the way of a driveway?
I'm sorry, which left?
If you were to put your garage in that area to the left of the house, if you were able to put a driveway, that well would be in the way of the driveway.
The well as well as the irrigation lines, yes, sir.
Yeah. Does the HOA have any kind of a variance process for putting a driveway over there?
So my understanding, I'm still new to it, there was amended one time back in, I think, 2009. But I did bring the paperwork, but it's very outdated. It was July of 10th of 2009, but it doesn't state anything about them amending a second driveway. I do know, so originally when the house was built, this is completely, there's no document stating this, but there's a driveway here. They originally started putting the driveway here, okay? But if you look over here, even if we were to put a driveway in, it's going to butt up to another driveway, give or take. And even if it's off by a few feet, if two people are backing up, you're just constantly have, it's one more thing that you got to watch as far as operating vehicle. So, they ended up tearing this out and then putting all new grass, because that was one of the restrictions, because I guess the builder, from what I heard from other neighbors, he started, driveway was supposed to go in like this, and they started complaining or something happened, and then the builder redid this and then put it this way to where there's no driveway on the opposite side of the roadway.
That would explain your septic placement too.
Yeah. Is there anything else, like buried propane tanks or anything else we need to know about?
There is. It's off to the south. Can we zoom out? So it's right in this area right here.
Oh, but not on your property?
No. Yeah, everything, we have a meter. There's no.
Okay. And so the house was originally built with a two-car garage, is that correct?
Correct.
And then you've now taken part of one of those bays to create something like a mudroom?
Not take, so it's a two-car garage. I think it's like 20 feet wide, or the minimum size for a two-car garage. Okay, it'd be tight regardless, but I took up about 4 feet out from one of the walls to build wooden locker cabinets, no door or anything. So when you pull in, you're not gonna, that takes away one additional car. Just because the house itself doesn't have any closets, storage, not even any bathroom closets, none whatsoever. So when you come into the garage, there's nowhere to hang coats, put shoes, stuff of that nature. And I have two kids, so they have a lot of stuff.
Okay.
If this is approved, will you have to expand the width of your driveway?
Yes. That was something that I was going to address to the HOA board as well. I do have something in mind. Would you care to see it? Do you want me to? I don't have anything in plan yet, but I do plan on kind of bringing it out a little bit and making it flush and butt up right against the entrance of where the garage is. Actually, if you, these people actually did it. I don't plan on putting a concrete driveway, but if you look in, if you look at this one, kind of like how they brought it out here and then went right up against, that's my intentions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Flare it out.
Correct.
Flare it out.
Correct.
Mr. Sharp?
In the front yard, are there any swales or sidewalks?
No, there's just a drainage ditch.
Are you mentioned a work truck. Are there restrictions that require that your work truck be housed in a garage?
No, it's just my own personal security.
Where is the fence located?
The fence currently right now is starts from the edge of the driveway and then all the way back over here, and then it comes flush with the rear of the house. So that's so right where this corner is, that's where it ends at. So I left that whole area.
So that fence, that fence currently is 4 feet tall, is that right?
I think they measured it at 3.5.
Okay. And you want to go to 4 feet?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Are your dogs, you know, do they jump over it? And
there's other animals. My yellow lab, she's questionable. My oldest, she probably will just bark, but my yellow lab, she's like 4 years old, and all bark with no bite kind of thing. So, but there's other pets in the other dogs.
It gives a little more safety if it's taller.
I'm more concerned about the kids too, because my 4-year-old is very hyperactive. So, and it's a vinyl fence. It's not anything. You know.
Will that fence have to be? You're going to take it down and put a new fence up when the garage goes up.
So, when the proposed size, you know, is being built, this probably where the gate is here, all the way over and all the way here, is coming out. When the garage goes up, the side of the fence, or I'm sorry, the side of the garage is going to butt up and meet where this one ended and kind of make everything nice and flush. And the same thing over here, I might have to drill or dig a new 4x4 post to accommodate the 4-foot gate that I have going in and out. Some things are going to change, but that's on me as far as, but nothing, as far as alignment and stuff, nothing's going to change.
Fence will be in the same place.
Yeah, I can't, by HOA and stuff, I can't exceed the corner. There's like imaginary line. I can't exceed that corner. So I have to remain from the corner on back, which if this is the fence, which I think that's a pretty good line, I can't go beyond that.
So basically, if you put the garage up, you'll have to put a little bit more of a driveway in. You take some of the fence down and then add to the current fence?
Now, as far as I'm going to have probably leftover fence because this whole area is going to be coming out, and that's going to be the backyard is going to be enclosed from the corner of the rear south side of the garage to the fence. So I'm going to have a couple feet of fence left over.
I guess my question is, if your fence is currently 3.5 feet, why do we need a variance to go to 4? Why are you building a new one to go to 4?
No, I think that was part of the code or something that I might have missed.
All right, well, maybe Ms. Norwood can answer that.
So that was kind of brought up, you know, to me last minute, and I just made a note to bring it up.
So you're actually going to keep the fence that you've got in place now?
Correct.
You're not changing that?
No.
Gotcha.
Now, the other thing I was looking at was on this septic plan, the survey plan, it looks to me like your proposed garage would be about 10 feet from your property line.
Mm-hmm.
But it also looks like perhaps Piper's Lane, it says it's 23.6 feet from Piper's Lane. Is there a gap between your property line and the edge of paving of Piper's Lane?
No. So they measured, so from Piper's Lane all the way to the corner, let's say the rear edge, what you see there is 23, but I had the site plan, the surveyors say, from my property line to the corner of the house, how, what's the distance there? So that was an add-on feature, and that was 10.4 with the proposed dimensions.
Yeah, I think my question is, I'll rephrase it. So we sometimes see this with some roadways where the right-of-way may be 50 feet or some number, but the part they actually pave is less. And in looking at this, that would appear to be the case, but I didn't know if that was true or not. And I didn't know exactly how far this proposed garage was from the edge of the closest edge of Piper's Lane.
So I think for my fences, I believe it's 25 feet.
Okay, so it would appear to be more than is, you know, it's not just your property line and then road, it's your property line, a little bit, and then road.
Correct, yeah, so from, yes, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't have that measurement, but yes, there is a gap, more or less. And from the roadway to the corner of my fence, right where it's at, we'll just go off the white line here. To answer your question, from here to here, I believe that's 25 feet.
Okay. All right, thank you. I have no further questions. The board may.
Any questions from the board?
Ms. Norwood, can you answer that question about the fence?
From what I can recall, I know I talked to the applicant on the phone. I think I may have interpreted that his fence was 4 foot high, so I wanted to make sure we included it in that part of the application. But if he's stating it's 3.5, then complies, then.
You're sure it's 3.5?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. So if we give you the variance, it'll just be to make sure.
Yeah. It's just to make, I guess, to... We've got everyone dots their I's and crosses their T in this situation.
Okay. One of the criteria for a variance is that it's the minimum necessary to afford relief. Is this size garage really the minimum you need, or could it be smaller?
So as stated earlier, I have a work vehicle that I really prefer to keep enclosed. The upstairs, as far as the height and the size that matter, it's COVID really put her, you know, my wife, she worked at the hospital, so now she took a job elsewhere remotely, is what it is. So we have, and with growing kids, they just accumulate our stuff, so we're using that portion upstairs as storage and maybe an office. She does do a lot of contract work on top of her remote, her assigned primary job. And I'm just attempting to really maximize my area here the best I could, just because this is the only area that I could possibly do it.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, move that we approve case number 12664 for Mr. Clemish for the requested variance. I believe that the property does have unique physical conditions due to the placement of the septic system, which was not created by the applicant. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, represents the minimum necessary. However, I would, and I don't know if I can, put the condition that HOA approval occur as a condition of this variance motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Worfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12664 has been approved.
Thank you. Question, what's the turnover for the HOA approval to the
we will write a written opinion.
Okay.
And that will come out in probably 6 to 8 weeks. We'll get mailed to you. It'll have the conditions spelled out. What you'll need to do is, if you get approval from your HOA, mm-hmm. in order for this board's approval to have effect, you will need to submit a copy of that approval to the Planning and Zoning Office.
Okay.
So, as I understand it, you've got to go to them anyhow, so there's a multiple step process sure. there. So, mm-hmm. yeah, this would be your next step, and then once, if you're able to obtain that, then you just submit that so we have it in the record to show that that condition's been met.
Sure, okay.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Next case.